Adam, bad luck today. We seem to be in the ascendancy at half-time there and looking good for victory.
You know, the first half performance was really positive. Blustery day, conditions weren't great, and we were kind of defending the wind in the first half. It was a crosswind, but you know, it was coming towards us in the first half, and you know, shape, everything about the play that we'd done at the back defensively was very good, very positive. You know, they didn't have a chance in the first half, and obviously Dave scores a good goal, and you know, we looked solid, and we've came out second half, and again playing away from home, playing in a derby game, we were just completely naive coming out in the second half, and you know, one mistake and the ball's in the back of the net within a pass later, and you know, that can't happen defensively shape wise away from home. And you know, we spoke about the goals in the dressing room there, and you know, they haven't had to work for any one of the three goals that they've scored. You know, really poor from our point of view, and you know, I just don't understand how we can go from 145 minutes to another 45 minutes like that, and you know, the difference in them was, yeah, it was pretty scary really.
Yeah, just been talking to Tommy there, and he says it was not quite chalk and cheese, but it was two contrasting performances there. First half, well on top. Second half, I think we gave them a little bit too much momentum, didn't we?
We did. I mean, you know, you come out second half again away from home. You know, we've let them back into the game within less than 5 minutes of the second half kicking off. We've got to be better than that. We've got to be more experienced than that. And that just goes back to the fact that we've been naive. We've made a mistake, but defensively as a unit, we're all over from there. And, you know, that's where they get their foothold back in the game. It lifts the crowds. It lifts them as players. And all of a sudden, we're on the back foot from that point. And, you know, if we'd been different, more organised and just better decision making for the first 10 or 15 minutes and half, the game would have opened up. They would have been the ones chasing like we had to, you know, the back end of the 20 minutes, and you know, we would have been the ones hopefully picking things off and getting chances. And you know, getting a two goal lead here is completely different to a one goal. It changes the whole feel of the place and the crowd. You know, they're going to be disappointed like the Darlington fans were when it was 3-1, and it would have been a big ask from them from there. But like I said, we pretty much gave them that there today.
Still plenty of good things though in the squad, isn't there? I mean, we showed that in the first 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's the same. You know, plenty of positives, and it's a frustrating thing at the moment because I thought that will look might have changed in the Bradford Park Avenue game last week when the boy hit the ball in the last minute. You know, you go back before that, the last minute goals at Curzon and Stockport. But the thing is, we're creating chances, and that's the frustrating thing about it. You know, when we go 2-1 down there today, I think we've had three or four really, really good chances to get back into the game. And I just think it's a case of, at this moment in time, you know, the brutal truth is we haven't been good enough in both boxes. So we haven't been good enough defensively. And that's been proven with conceding late goals in the last few games, again, going back to Curzon and Stockport. We just haven't been good enough at the back, and, you know, we haven't been good enough going forward at the same time. So, you know, if we're going to make work, if we're going to achieve what we want to achieve and get into the playoffs, then, you know, we've got to be better all round.